It's Terry for breakfast on the Central Wheatbelt and Avon Valley's Triple M. The 47th Avon Descent is only one sleep away. This Saturday and Sunday, all the action will be on the Avon and Swan Rivers. And one of the men behind it all for 2019 is Greg Kading from the Avon Descent Committee. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm all right. How's the water looking for Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, look, it's not as high as it has been in some years, but equally it's probably a perfect level for all those novices or first-timers who are keen to get a little bit of flow down the river towards that all-important finish line down the City of Bayswater, but not too too rushed that they'll be crashing into rocks and things like that, pushed by high water. So, no, it's around about 0.4, 0.5 down through Wodonga, which is a really good level for first-timers.
So I'm guessing there'll be a little bit of heavy lifting involved with the course?
Oh, look, I think, you know, just the usual, the northern wear, which is always great for the spectators, just to see a little bit of the bump and jostle that goes on with the paddle craft. And but equally, you'll probably get to see the power guys perhaps jump it or, again, leave their boats over that weir. But, yeah, down through the first day, down towards 2J, most people are going to be able to get through without too much carrying over over the islands. The power dinghies will have the pace to get over the little island sandbars, but some of the slower competitors might have to do a little bit of a drag here and there.
So you've broken it up into two stages. Day one is about 52 kilometres. Day two is about 72 kilometres. Which is the more challenging day?
Oh, look, from the point of view of, obviously, craft protection and things like that, in the old days when we used to build the boats out of fiberglass and things like that, getting through day two would have been the biggest challenge. But with the modern craft, the rotoplastic design, sit-on-top ski-type craft, they bump and scrape their way down on day two. So they'll get to the finish line with maybe one or two spills. So probably day one's the hardest for the young guys because it is flat water, and then you get the notorious tea trees and you get a few dead ends and things like that. So that's probably a bit of a challenge for the first-time paddler. Power craft, geez, well, you know, they're going to be at the end of day one in less than an hour, so it might be challenging for them, but it won't be a long day.
Greg, there's some new features for 2019. What's on the menu this year?
Oh, look, as you know, last year we looked at bringing in the one-day challenges into the Avon. Last year we had three schools doing the Northern to 2J Schools Challenge. This year we've got 12 schools. We've got the Day 1 Power Dinghy Challenge for the younger competitors in Power Dinghy who aren't allowed under their rules to compete on Day 2. And then on Day 2, if your listeners head on down to support the competitors down through Day 2, you've got the City of Swad, City of Belmont, and, of course, Bayswater, City of Bayswater, putting on Family Fun Day Festivals, which is really fantastic. You know, the diversity of food, for example, that comes with 2J as well, the 2J Food Festival. And the Northern Fireworks, been selling that like crazy. I mean, that's one of the best fireworks that I've had the privilege to see over the years, and, you know, with the country shows, and the guy who does that just does a really great job.
Yeah, there's plenty happening off the course as well. The Avon River Festival tonight, the 2J Food Festival tomorrow, and celebrations through the City of Bayswater and the City of Belmont. Don't miss the Avon Descent this Saturday and Sunday. Greg Kading, all the best with another big event this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, no worries. I hope I see you up there sometime this evening. Catch you later.